From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump denied on Sunday that he is a racist. He spoke 3 days after he reportedly referred to immigrants from Haiti, El Salvador, and Africa as coming from S-hole countries. He said, "I am the least racist person you will ever interview." He was responding to a reporter's question at his Mar-a-Lago, Florida resort. According to some in the room during a White House meeting on immigration last week, Trump asked why the U.S. is letting immigrants from Haiti, El Salvador, and Africa in, and said he wanted more from countries such as Norway. The White House never denied Trump used an obscenity to talk about immigrants of color. But Democratic Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois, who was at the meeting, claimed the president did use the derogatory term. Hundreds of people took the streets of Tunisia's capital for a new demonstration Sunday, and in one district, police used tear gas to disperse dozens of stone-throwing youths on the seventh anniversary of the ousting of former President Zine El Abidine Ben Ali. Fueled by rising frustrations with the country's social and economic issues, protesters have been demonstrating, sometimes violently, in Tunis and across the North African country this week. A witness told Reuters they saw youths around 20 years old throwing stones at police cars. More than 12 million boxes of French baby milk products are being recalled from 83 countries for suspected salmonella contamination. The recall includes Lactalis's Picot, Milomel, and Taramis brands. They affect Europe, Africa, Latin America, and Asia. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is joining foreign ministers in Vancouver, Canada this week to assess further diplomatic options to counter North Korea's nuclear and ballistic missile threat. VOA's Nikki Cheng reports.
The latest diplomatic push comes after South and North Korea agreed in recent days to resolve problems through dialogue, following escalated tensions over Pyongyang's nuclear proliferation. On the agenda in Vancouver, assessing further options for the international pressure campaign on North Korea. The United States said North Korea has suffered under global sanctions. Officials say Washington is not advocating for regime change in North Korea, but the U.S. is talking to China about the safe disposition of the country's nuclear weapons to prepare for any scenario. While China and Russia were not invited to the Vancouver meeting, U.S. officials said they will receive a readout of Tuesday's talks. Nikki Chin, VOA News.
The UN Refugee Agency is calling for more resettlement places and other legal pathways to stop the alarmingly high number of deaths of refugees and migrants. Lisa Schlein reports.
This has been a particularly deadly beginning to the new year. The International Organization for Migration reports 176 refugees and migrants have died while making the Mediterranean crossing from Libya to Italy in the first 10 days of this month. It notes only 7 people died on this route during the same period last year. IOM says the majority of survivors come from African countries, including the Gambia, Senegal, Sudan, Mali, and Nigeria. Other survivors are from Bangladesh and Pakistan. UN refugee spokesman William Spindler says the alarmingly high death toll is intolerable, and legal pathways for refugees to find safety must be found to end the ongoing spiral of tragedies. He says people take these long, dangerous journeys because they have no other option or alternative.
Correspondent Lisa Schlein, Afghan government negotiators and Taliban officials have reportedly opened unofficial talks in Turkey. They're there to discuss mechanisms that could pave the ground for initiating a formal peace dialogue. Participants have told Afghan media the talks have been arranged in cooperation with the Turkish government. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.